Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
For those that don't know already, Leroy Butler, a finalist again for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That was announced yesterday afternoon. Some huge news. And we will talk about that as well as the Green Bay Packers as they sit and wait to see who they'll be facing in the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. Talk more about it now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Covering the Packers for a very long time. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein and writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can read all of his work there. He is Tom Silverstein. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. So let's start with Leroy Butler. Obviously, huge news again. I know you do a lot of stuff with Leroy for the Journal Sentinel as well. The thing is, he is going up against some really stiff competition again, and it's going to be very hard to see how this plays out and whether or not your colleague Pete Doherty can convince these voters that Leroy should be in. I mean, we all feel that Leroy Butler should be wearing that gold jacket, but it's going to be very tough here over the next month.
Yeah, it is. Part of the problem, you know, I wish some of the voters, it's really not on Pete's head to convince them, but you know, if you do your research and you know, Butler had way better numbers than John Lynch, who is kind of a favorite amongst a lot of people because, you know, he had some big hits and now he's a successful general manager, and there's no comparison with him and Leroy, and it really, people need to talk to scouts and coaches and do their homework, because he was very well respected and feared as a playmaker in the NFL. So I don't know what it's going to take. Probably, you know, we know Charles Woodson's going to be a slam dunk. Yep. So there's so many Packers in the Hall of Fame, sometimes people tend to not want any more. I don't know. It really is going to have to be people doing their homework to understand, you know, what kind of player he was.
Do you think Leroy gets in at some point?
I would like to think so. I would like to think that there's enough people who saw him play or did their homework and realized that he was a special player. He was a different player for his era. And he sort of started the position of someone who could come up and be a blitzer, who could cover, who could do everything. Safeties weren't really those type of players before he did it. And I don't know what else can be said for him. So I wish I could predict one way or the other. But, yeah, I guess I would say I would hope that he would get in, that I think he'll get in.
Well, when you talk about a guy that's on the all-decade team, I mean, how can you not have a gold jacket to go along with that? To me, that just doesn't make any sense. So hopefully at some point Leroy is in, and hopefully it's sooner than later. We're talking with Tom Silverstein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here on the Bill Michaels Show. This Packers team, Tom, has really elevated themselves here in the last couple of months, especially defensively. I mean, I wasn't really sure if this Packers defense could make strides And, I mean, to me, I feel like that was going to make or break their chances of getting that number one seed. But really, the defense has taken that next step, and they look so much better, especially being able to more so shut down the run.
Well, I think they have taken a step forward. I think there's no question about that. But I'm holding back on saying that they're playoff ready. I still think that there's some they have to prove it. They have to prove it against complete teams and not against a Carolina team that, you know, has a weak quarterback, or a Tennessee team that's playing in the snow, or, you know, a Chicago team that has a terrible quarterback. They have to, if they come in and they can shut down Tom Brady or Drew Brees, I'll believe it. I'll believe in them. But I still don't think like two or three games makes a defense. I think they have been stabilized by Chris Barnes, having a guy in the middle who knows what he's doing, who may not be a star, but he's in the right place. And I think that's helped their run defense quite a bit. And I think Snacks Harrison can help them. And if they can develop those two guys, keep them on an upward trajectory, then their defense could be better. And maybe we will see the culmination of a really huge improvement. So I'm always one, prove it to me. And I have not been convinced yet.
Well, that kind of leads to my next question, because I was talking about this with Ross Tucker earlier in the show. You know, one potential matchup that we could be seeing here next week, you know, could be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming to Green Bay. And, I mean, there's a lot of conjecture and a lot of debate as to how much you want to read into that Packers performance down in Tampa Bay earlier in the season. So if Tampa Bay were to come to Green Bay, Tom, I mean, how do you look at that matchup now, and how much stock do you take from that Week 6 game?
Well, you can't deny it. You can't throw it away and just say it was an aberration. It was the Packers playing the Tampa Bay, and both teams had some injuries, but you know, they were both hot at the time, and Tampa just totally dismantled them. So again, it'll come down to, I think, LaFleur's ability to handle, you know, what Todd Bowles throws at him. If it does turn out to be that matchup, can they block them? You know, that's really what it's going to come down to. Can they block Tampa Bay's pass rush? Because they just destroyed them. They were too quick. And I don't know if it was because they weren't ready for that or hadn't seen that kind of speed or what, but that's another thing they're going to have to prove. They're playing great on offense, and they have many options now, even some they didn't have back then. But again, they're going to have to block them, and not having Bakhtiari definitely is a negative.
Yeah, I agree there, but I am encouraged by the depth of this offensive line, and they have really stepped up in so many different situations this season when there have been injuries to that offensive line. I mean, assuming that there's nothing else bad that happens to the line injury-wise, I feel okay that they're going to be fine without Bakhtiari. How do you feel?
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think what their offensive line has done this year has been nothing short of remarkable. And I think they lose, you know, Rodgers is going to get the MVP, but the offensive line deserves a chunk of that.
Yeah.
Because they have kept him clean all year, and they've run blocked, they've pass blocked, whatever it's taken. The only thing they've proven they can't do is run against Akeem Hicks. And nobody seems to be able to do that. But it's just been game after game, they've been consistent. And it doesn't matter who's lining up where. So I think that'll be a constant. I think Billy Turner can survive at left tackle. I don't think that's a huge drop-off. I think where it affects you is that it takes him away from right guard. And, you know, the combination with Jenkins, Lindsley, and Turner in the middle was really good. And now you have to bump Turner out, and you're replacing him with a lesser player. Lucas Patrick is still, you know, he's a battler, but he's not as physically gifted as Turner. So that's where you just, they're going to have to account for that. And they might have to give Billy Turner help. They might have to give Patrick help, but they just have to, you know, play the way they've been playing all year, and I think they'll be okay.
Tom, I've got one more for you here. We got about a minute left. Can you believe what Aaron has been able to accomplish this season? I mean, he's only getting older. Second year under Matt LaFleur in this system. I mean, in some ways I'm not shocked because Aaron Rodgers is that good, but at the same time, I mean, I wasn't really expecting an MVP season from him. What do you say about what Aaron has been able to accomplish this year?
Well, I think it's kind of been the perfect storm of, as I was saying, you know, the offensive line has been terrific.
Right.
So from there, he's had great protection. The other thing is that he's bought into LaFleur's offense. It looks like he's 100% into LaFleur's offense. So that he's allowed the offense to help him. And that means running the ball. It means play action. He's, you know, if you were to put the tape on from 2011 or 2010, he's not that guy. He's not physically the same guy. You have to go back and turn on the tape,
right,
see it. But he's playing so smart and within the parameters of the offense and, you know, seeing all the different options and using all the options. And that's what that offense is about. So, yeah, he's playing. It is remarkable how high a level he's playing at.
He is Tom Silverstein. You can check him out on Twitter at Tom Silverstein, as well as the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, PackersNews.com. Tom, we always appreciate it. Thanks again, and we will talk again soon.
You bet. Anytime.
There he is, Tom Silverstein, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, they're hiring right now, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.